Welcome to the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show. I am your host, Tom Gallagher. Today, it is a Why Is It Good and Why Is It Personal? And it's the Blossom Dearie 1957 subtitled album. It's her first on the Verve label.
Let's do it.
Margaret Blossom Dearie was an American jazz singer and pianist. She had a recognized, light, and girlish voice that made her a standout. Blossom Dearie performed regular engagements in London and New York over the years. By 1957, her first album, Blossom Dearie, already had a winning live show, and in turn, this album could be considered a soundtrack to her live performances. It was recorded in September 11th and September 12th. In 1956, you got Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown, double bass, and Joe Jones on drums, and they just knocked out these 14 tracks.
I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you.
Music Guide gives it a 4.5 out of 5. Rolling Stone gave it a 4 out of 5. And Penguin Guide gave it a 3 out of 4. Tom Gallagher is giving it a 10 out of 10. And after returning from France in 1957, Blossom Dearie made her first of 6 American albums as a solo singer on the Verve label.
Here is Blossom Dearie with a little song called, Oh, the Siri with the Fringe on Top. Go, girl, go.
Dave Garraway, the host of the Today Show, was an early fan favorite of Blossom Dearie and featured her on the Today Show as an early fan, which increased her exposure. Blossom Dearie had remarkable piano skills, which was arguably less recognized than her vocal talents. Now, let's take a break from the action. We'll continue to talk about Why Is It Good? Why Is It Personal? It's the Blossom Dearie episode. And don't forget to check out TheBox.com. It's a 24/7 app. It's totally chill with, like, it focuses on new artists doing jazz music. When I was a record store manager in North Carolina, and we didn't have this music, we didn't have Blossom Dearie in our account, so I was able to do a one-stop shop, and I received it. The gentleman who talked to me was a really old guy. And he's like, I want a copy of Blossom Dearie. And I was like, I've never heard of her. I have no idea who she is. And I was intrigued. And when I got the album cover, it just felt like, you know, like kind of a nerdy, like older lady that was sitting here at the piano. And I asked him before he walked away if we could pull the CD out and I could take a sample of what it sounded like. And then I became hooked.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. We'd be
after I listened to the album, I fell in love with her squeaky mouse-like vocals. It felt campy at times, and I had a secret that no one else, you know, knew her, except for the older guy, I guess. While it could feel campy, there's a loneliness and sophistication. I was too young to sit in a piano bar in New York City, but listening to this Blossom Dearie app, I feel that, you know, I could see myself having a suit and a tie, and, you know, drinking a Tom Collins and smoking my brains out, feeling all kind of uptown.
To do some more. Toujours to do some more. Comme ça. La vie, je la comprends. N'allez jamais trop vite, vous avez tout le temps. Attention à la dynamite.
By falling in love with Blossom Dearie, I went into her catalog to find out that she was a serious piano player. And a lot of times she never sang, which I thought was crazy when she had this gift. And she had more piano non-vocal recordings than vocals. If you've watched The Marvelous Maisel, Sex in the City, Gilmore Girls, and The Blacklist, then you came across some Blossom Dearie materials. And then the killer is that she's the voice on Schoolhouse Rock, the 1973 Figure Eight.
On itself, one times eight is two times four. Four times four is two times eight. If you skate upon thin ice, you'd be wise.
And 1975, Unpack Your Adjectives. I'm like, now I've heard that voice before.
We barely had arrived. Friends asked us to describe the people, places, and every last thing. So we unpacked our adjectives. I unpacked frustrating first.
On this album, Blossom Dearie plays the piano and does the vocals. Herb Ellis is a guitar player. He was with the Oscar Peterson Trio from 1953 to 1958, along with bassist the legendary Ray Brown. They appear on this album, but they were also working with Oscar Peterson at the same time. Ray Brown had passed recently. He had a great Some of Our Best Friends series a while ago. He also performed on the Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong albums, along with Dizzy Gillespie and Ben Carter, and tons of solo albums of his. Now, Joe Jones also, it was a drummer for Count Basie from 1934 to 1948, and then he later changed his name to Papa Joe Jones. Penguin gives it a 3 out of 4, and Amazon gives it a 4.1. A review by Scott Yourneau on All Music Guide. Other than the pair of sessions of the French Barclay label during 1955 to 1956, this set has pianist vocalist Blossom Dearie's first recording as a leader, teaming up with bassist Ray Brown and drummer Joe Jones. Dearie is heard in her early prime. Although her voice has always been acquired taste, its sincerity and sense of swing wins one over with a few songs. And Dearie's piano playing is first class. In addition to the 14 original tracks, mostly swing era standards, plus a couple of French songs, there are 3 previous unreleased numbers, including Blossom's Blues, which dated from 1959. This CD is a perfect introduction to listeners. Unique sounds of Blossom Dearie.
Some men like because I'm happy. Some think I'm snappy. Some call me honey and some think I've got nothing. But Ray Brown told me I was built for speed. You put them all together, everything a good man needs. You put them all together, everything a good man.
That's it. hope you enjoyed today's episode. Why is it good? Why is it personal? Just giving you a little thumbs up. We're on season 8. This will be my last year producing this kind of episodes. So this series is really important to me because it gives me the opportunity to share some awesome music with you that I've loved through the years.
When I was young, I lived in a world of dreams, of moods and myths and illusionary schemes. Though now I'm much more grown up, I fear that I must own up to the fact that I'm in doubt of what the modern cynics shout of. They say it's spring, this feeling light as a feather. They say this thing, this magic we share together, came with the weather too. They say it's May, that's made me daft as a daisy. It's May, they say, that gave the whole world this crazy, heavenly, hazy hue. I'm a lark on a wing, I'm the spark of a firefly's fling. Yet to me, this must be something more than a seasonal thing. They say it's spring, those bells that I can hear ringing. It may be spring, but when the robin starts singing, you're what I'm clinging to. Though they say it's spring, it's you. Sing that when a heart's sympathetic, it's merely spring. Then poets' plights are pathetic, though I'm poetic too. They say it's spring for lovers, there's where the lure is, that evil thing for which September the cure is. This they are sure is true. Though I know that it's so, that my fancy may turn in the spring. With the right one in sight, one can find a perpetual thing. Did I need spring to bring the ring that you bought me? Though it was spring, that wondrous day that you caught me, darling, I thought we knew that it was.